Welcome back, my friends. Chef and a Fat Man live from the fashionable Avalon location of Whole Foods, where we are cooking it up, having more fun than we should have. And if people found out how much fun we were having, they'd start taxing it, Chef Eric.
Yes, they would.
I mean, now, you, when we last left you, you were playing with your branzini.
I'm playing with my branzini.
Yes.
Right. So, what? Again, we've got this sauce going that we sautéed onions, we added garlic, we added some tomatoes that have been seeded, we added white wine, about a cup and a half of white wine, capers, chopped olives, and real sweet Vidalia onions. Let that all sort of simmer and get nice and wonderful.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. How did you know they were real sweet?
Well, it said so on the bag and the tag. And then we put in, once that came, that sauce sort of came together a little bit, we then put in our branzini. And the branzini poaches for about 8 to 10 minutes, depending on how thick they are. If they're very thick, it can be up to 12, but usually branzini aren't that thick. And then we removed it once it finished poaching, and it's just falling apart, but in a good way. It's not going to be too soft. I've now stirred in just a little tablespoon of butter and into the sauce. And now we're just going to take the sauce here. And it's not going to be done yet.
I want to eat it now.
Not yet. So we're just going to finish that, cover it up with some of that sauce. Okay. And then the last thing we want to do is take a little bit of cilantro.
Of course.
Well, actually, and cilantro is adding flavor in this. It's not just the garnish.
That's why, ergo, you're not using parsley.
Right. Parsley does have certain flavor, which
is,
you know, like chimichurri, right? It does add, but you need a lot of it in order to add that flavor.
Yeah.
So
I wondered if you were, I did not see anything chimichurri today, so I wondered if you would work it into the conversation somehow. It's good to see that you did.
It had to come from somewhere, right?
Yes.
All right, so now I'm just going to chiffonade a little bit of the cilantro. So you're not getting a big leaf of cilantro, but a nice thin slice. Okay. And chiffonade, you just take the cilantro, you pull them off, sort of bend them over on themselves, almost fold them over, and then just thin slice it. But don't work it too much with the knife, because you don't want to bruise the cilantro.
You don't want to make flakes.
Yeah, same thing holds true with things like, there we go, we'll put that out here. Same thing holds true with basil and other ingredients like that.
Shoot.
So there is our... Now, you saying shoot, of course, you're on a microphone, so...
Shoot.
You're not saying shoot, that looks good. You're telling your phone, take a picture.
I know.
You insist, instead of pressing the button...
I'm too lazy.
Okay, we're on air.
I know, but
and you're
saying...
just saying randomly shoot on air, and people are like...
He must be an NRA guy.
Yeah, that's it. Must be that. So I'm going to put a little... Little some sampling dishes out here.
And, but this is, once again, a very easy dish.
But a classic recipe in that we're using capers, olives, a very Mediterranean sort of dish. So branzini is very common in Italy, especially northern Italy. And you'll see it as branzini or branzino. But anyway, so classic dish. I got to just taste it just to make sure.
Of course.
Just to make sure it's okay. Now, I am on a diet, but this is...
And it's been very effective, by the way.
It has been. It's called Isagenics. And I lost 34 pounds so far in under 30 days. So if anyone wants to know more, you can email me at eric@chefandthefatman.com. E-R-I-K. That's nice.
Now, see, I like some rice, because I like something to sop up the gravy or to put the gravy on. Mm-hmm. Rice would be good. Even some pasta would be nice. You could do it either way.
Yeah, but just like that, that's great. But
it's not fattening enough.
There's really almost no fat in there. There's no gluten in it, so it is gluten-free. It is absolutely very delicate. But, you know, it poached in that liquid for a while, so it's very nice. Please feel free to take a little sample there and just... And take some of the fish should fall apart nicely. Okay, good. So anyway, that branzini is a nice, it's a gentle fish. It'll fall right apart in this recipe. and it's exactly what you want. You don't want it to fall so much apart where it like disappears, right?
Right.
Different. So it's
disintegrates.
Firm, it's firm enough for that, but without having to be a thick slice. Now you could modify this for any Mediterranean fish. If you can't find branzini, but of course here at Whole Foods, branzini is easy. So it's all gluten free, and basically just very simply seasoned. Don't want to over season. It's got some of the red pepper flakes. It's got the garlic, some smoked salt, and that's about it. So.
And once again, a recipe takes about 15 or 20 minutes, maybe 30 minutes to start to finish.
You're at about 10 minutes of cooking, and the rest is
prep.
Yeah. So you know, we talked about gluten free, you know, in the second segment, but let me finish off my thoughts on this.
Please do.
I want people to understand. Again, my daughter has celiac, so I'm very familiar with the gluten-free issue. And it's not healthy, unless you are celiac, to be on a gluten-free diet. Now, it doesn't mean you have to have a lot of gluten, but you need enough for your endocrine system. It uses that protein pair that makes gluten. And wheat gluten is a specific protein pair. It actually triggers part of the endocrine system. So the regulation of hormones and whatnot comes into effect, and where hormones aren't regulated properly, you tend to pick up symptoms like PCOS and others for women. However, let me also tell you that those people that go to restaurants that want gluten-free, if you say to the server you have a gluten sensitivity, don't expect that they're really going to be paying attention to what that means. A true gluten-free restaurant needs a separate kitchen, basically, to handle gluten-free. It needs separate pots, separate cutting boards, separate knives. It's almost like running a kosher kitchen. It's got to be a totally separate area. And I don't know a single restaurant that actually has one.
I have not once seen one yet.
Unless the entire restaurant is already going to be gluten-free.
Right.
So when you go to a restaurant and say, you know, order off the gluten-free menu, don't expect it.
Yeah, I mean,
unless it's something like a whole food like oysters.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Oysters are always gluten free, so go ahead and crack one open. And
well, I'm sure that's why you consume so many oysters.
I do.
Had some interesting oysters out on the left coast this last week.
I was in San Diego and I went to a restaurant called Ironside. Apparently, it's been there for quite a while, and we happened to walk in during happy hour. And they had these Ironside Select oysters for $1 an oyster. I'm like,
now that seems high.
$1 an oyster?
Yeah.
Not for these. No, not at all. And they're normally $4 an oyster. So $1 an oyster is amazing.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's
They're from Washington.
Well, that's why.
But I have to tell you, they were
raised on cannabis.
Phenomenal. They were phenomenal. You could taste the Pacific Ocean in them. You could taste that bracken, the salt water was really there. You know, Chalmette oysters are something we love in the New Orleans area. And there's nothing better than Chalmette oysters.
If you can get them.
But you don't. But the liquor from the Chalmette oyster doesn't have a lot of salt to it.
Right.
It's a very clean liquor, but not very salty. So these Ironside Select oysters have that beautiful saltiness.
What are they, small, medium, large?
They're medium. They're definitely medium, but I didn't see any like overgrown ones.
Okay,
they're all
so
very consistent.
Yeah.
All very consistent. Yeah, go ahead and dig in and just.
What kind of fish is it?
This is a branzini, and it's been poached. It's all gluten free. It's got poached in a white wine with capers, tomatoes, garlic, olives, and onions. So, feel free, and you can get some of the poaching liquid with it too.
He's all about getting the liquor. You'll have to excuse him, sir.
Well, no, the juice, sauce is important too. Thank you. So anyway, but that was a fantastic restaurant. I mean, really nice place. And there was no gluten free menu there, but the oysters are, like I said,
there you go. Gluten-free. Well, it's. We are listening to Chef and a Fat Man. We are live today at the beautiful Avalon store of Whole Foods. And it's really, not only when we come to cook here, Chef Eric, when you come to shop at Whole Foods, if you've not been into a Whole Foods in a long time, things have really changed. It's a nice store. And yes, you're going to pay more. But if you think of it, there's a reason why.
Yeah.
Because The stuff that you get is organic. This is stuff where you don't have the pesticides to worry about.
Right.
You don't have all the artificial things injected into the soil. You know, they use insects and other things to make sure that you have the best taste, the best flavor, as I say, without all the nasties. But
correct.
You get it right here. So, you have, so obviously, gardeners don't, you don't produce as much.
Right.
So what you do produce is outstanding. Just like this show produces great recipes each and every week with Chef Eric behind the spatula and me behind the golden microphone. We are Chef and the Fat Man live from Avalon. We are here at Whole Foods taking it to the streets of Avalon.